Petrov driving inside now. Throws it back out to Cozy. Now to Jones. Jones coming inside. Puts up a shot that's no good. And the rebound comes down quickly to the Angels. Shot up is no good. But the putback is good by Ozier to make it 41-36 as the Crusaders rejected the first layup. And now we got a full timeout called by the Crusaders. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up on this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
All right, back to live action here. Crusaders to inbound. It'll be Austin. He'll inbound to Cozy, and he'll take it across the timeline as we close in on 13 to go. Brumby passes over to Jones on the wing. Jones trying to come inside. Throws it back out to Cozy. Cozy looking inside, now puts up a bunny. That's good. The bunny's good to make it 41-38. Hamilton brings it down quickly. To Watson. Watson now running the offense for the Angels out there, trying to find someone to throw it to. Now throws it to Ozier here, and we had a foul while we were watching the ball being passed around. So that foul was on Jones, his second. This time they go into Ward, and he scores. Found Ward open underneath. 43-38. 5-point lead for the Angels as Austin comes in. Now taken away by Ozier. Coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring is Ozier to make it 45-38. Now Cozy comes down quickly. Down to Petrov. His three-pointer's good to make it 45-41. So nobody was on him. Now Lamont Hamilton with the three-pointer, no good. And Jones has the rebound. Now Petrov again trying to come inside. Spin move. And he's fouled. And that's why they're happy. It's on Hamilton, his third. So Sam at the line, 4-2. First one up is good. Makes it 45-42. Amani checks back in for Brumby. So Sam can cut it to two. Second one up is also good. Make it 45-43, 11:58 to go. Phillips will bring it across. Phillips with the basketball and a two-point lead for the Angels. Passed over to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it over to Ozier. And then they go in the corner to Phillips. Phillips has nowhere to go. He's got Jones on him. Phillips now gives it to Hamilton. Hamilton on the drive. He's got to get rid of it. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Ozier to make it 48-43. And a timeout called by the Angels. I don't know what the referees are talking. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here and we'll run down our unofficial leading scores for both teams.
Leading the way, Dick, for the St. Catharines Angels on 16 points, Lamont Hamilton, four field goals. A.C. Ward with 9 points, Jaden Phillips with 6 points. Leading the way for the Crusaders, Pitroff with 11, Isaiah Cozy with 10, and Dion Brumby with 7.
All right, back to live action here, 48-43. Angels with the lead. 11:22 to go in regulation. Crusaders to inbound. It'll be Jones. And he inbounds to Austin. And it comes back to Jones. Jones with the basketball now goes in a corner. Now taken away. Taken away by Ward. And he gets it to Hamilton. And Hamilton will take it across the timeline at the 11-minute mark. Passes over to Lockridge, who's in there now. Now Hamilton, now from the corner, the three-pointer's good. Three-pointer by Phillips to make it 51-43. But here comes the Crusaders quickly. On the shot, no good. But Imani was quick enough to save it on the block shot by the Angels. Now they were in the corner. Now Austin brings it out back on top to Pitroff. Pitroff on the drive. Coming inside. Almost had it taken away. Now the shot up, no good by the Crusaders. Now slapped away. And here comes the Angels the other way. It's in the hands of Hamilton at the 10-minute mark. Hamilton comes inside, puts it up. No, can't get it to go, and it'll go back to the Crusaders. Checking back in is Mario Orta at the 10:05 mark, 51-43. Angels with the lead. As they get it into Cozy. And Cozy goes across to Jones. Now Jones with the three-pointer. That's good. Justin Jones with the three-pointer. Nobody got a hand in his face. So 51-46, Angels with the lead. 9:40 to go in regulation. Pass goes over to Ozier, being double-teamed. Now gets it to Phillips. Then the shot up, no good. And a rebound to the Crusaders. Now taken away. Shot up is no good. And we'll see who they call this foul on. The foul's on Lockridge, his first, team second. So checking back in for Lockridge is Watson. And here comes the Crusaders, trailing by 5. They get it to Jones, now in the corner. Three-pointer up is no good. And the rebound to the Angels, and they'll put it in Lamont Hamilton's hands at the 9-minute mark. Lamont Hamilton trying to spread it out. Gives it to Ward. Ward trying to back his way in and score. Now kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer by Phillips makes it an 8-point lead again for the Angels. He's got 4 three-pointers. Here's a three-pointer. That's good by Jones. And again, nobody on Jones. So 54-49. So So Hamilton will bring it across with 8:30 to go. Pulls it back out. Now gives it up to Phillips. Phillips on the drive. Bounces back out to Ward. Ward trying to put it up and scoring again. A.C. Ward with two to make it 56-49. Angels in the corner again. They go. They like those shots from the wing. Jones has had the hot hand. Now Cozy trying to go inside to Petrov. Petrov with the basketball, putting a shot up. That's no good. And here comes Hamilton with the basketball. Needs help. Coming all the way down. Now here's a shot up. That's no good. But he's going to go to the line to get three shots. See what's on. That foul's on Jones, his third. So first time at the line for Phillips. He'll get three. First one up is good. Sucker one up. That one's no good as Amani checks back in for Orta. 57-49. Third one is good. Make it 58-49 now. Angels, as the Crusaders will walk it up. Austin with the basketball. Passes across court to Cozy. Cozy now gives it up to Amani. Now to Petrov for the three. That's good. And a full timeout called by the Crusaders. So we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Right back to live action here, 7:30 to go in regulation, 58-52. St. Catharines with the lead and the ball. Wazir inbounds it to Phillips. Phillips with the basketball now, passes over to Hamilton. Hamilton coming inside, puts up a shot that's no good, gets his own rebound, and then he's fouled. He'll go to line to shoot two. At the 7:17 mark. That foul's on Petrov, his second, team fourth. So Hamilton at the line, 4-2, two for two. First one up is good. Makes it 59-52. Second one up is also good. Make it 60-52 now. Angels with an 8-point lead. 7:15 to go. Austin with the basketball now. Gives it up to Cozy. Cozy now brings it back outside to Petrov. Petrov gets a screen. Then gets double teamed. Now here's Amani with a 3-pointer. That's no good. And Ward finally picks it up. And we're going to have a foul coming up. All right, Dylan, what do we got?
A double foul, both.
Mechanic was right.
Yep, one against Watson for St. Cats and the other against Petroff. They were trying to grab each other's arms and hooked up together.
All right, 60-52. Hamilton will bring it across, under 7 to play now. Hamilton with the basketball. Passes over across court to Ozier. Then they give it up to Watson. Now Hamilton with it. Brings it back out. Gives it to Phillips. Phillips now passes over to Watson on the wing. And he's got nowhere to go. And finally dribbles it a little bit. Comes inside. Turnaround shot is no good, but Warren is there to put it in. And a timeout called by Coach Thompson. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away once again for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here is the Lutheran Crusaders. They inbound it with 6 minutes to go. They trail by 10. Now they pass over to Cozy. Now they get it to Petroff. Petroff outside, wanting to shoot the three. Does. Can't get it to go, and the rebound to Ward. And he gives it to Hamilton. And Hamilton will give it back to Ozier, and Ozier takes it across the timeline. Under 6 to play now. Hamilton with the basketball now. Lamont Hamilton goes down low to Ward. Then back outside. The three-pointer's no good by Phillips. And here comes Cozy the other way. A big, big possession for the Crusaders here. 5:25 to go. They go across court to Amani. Amani with the basketball now goes inside to Austin. Shot up, no good. But they'll call a foul. A foul coming up on Ozier. He'll go to the line to shoot two. There was no question there they were going to call it, whether it was clean or not. I don't think it was. So first time at the line for Austin. He was our DG Sports Player of the Game twice this year. First one up is no good. Hit the ring. Checking back in for the Crusaders. Is Michael Pratt Hansen. So Austin to get one more. That one's good. So make it 62-53, 9-point lead for the Angels. Full court pressure by the Crusaders. And Hamilton has it taken away, been blocked out of bounds. And they're only going to give him the ball. I thought maybe a foul. At the 5:08 mark. They get it in. To Jones. Jones has it stripped away. And here comes the Angels the other way. Phillips with the basketball. For the Angels. Phillips now going to be double teamed. And the Angels call a timeout, a smart timeout. It's a full timeout, but we'll keep it here. We'll keep it here this time and run down the unofficial scoring for both teams. That includes everyone.
So we'll go first with the winning team, St. Catharines Angels. Leading the way, Lamont Hamilton, 18 points, 4-for-4 from the line. Jaden Phillips with 14 points, 2-for-3 from the line with 4 threes. A.C. Ward with 13 points. Antoine Ozier with 9. Eddie Vincent Jr. with 6. And for the Crusaders, Sam Pitroff leading the way with 14 points, 4 threes of his own. Justin Jones, 11 points. Isaiah Cozy, 10 points. Bryce Austin with 3. That's our scoring at this point in the game.
All right, 62-53. Angels with the 9-point lead. And the basketball, 4:52 to go in regulation. So it'll be Ozier to inbound to Hamilton. He'll take it across at the 450 mark. Hamilton with the basketball. He had it stripped last time. Here comes a double team. He gets it over to Phillips. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton trying to drive inside. Brings it back out. Now gives it up to Phillips. Now Phillips driving inside. Pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. And the rebound to Austin. Here they come quickly. Pitroff now with the basketball, goes in a corner. Now back to Jones. His three-pointer's good. Justin Jones with the three-pointer, and it's a 6-point lead. Here comes the Angels now with it. All the way down, putting a wild shot up. That's no good. Then it's kicked out of bounds. Now down here. Shot up is good. Shot up is good by Watson after they stripped it away to make it an 8-point lead again. Now they give it to Cozy. To Pratt Hansen. Now Jones driving inside. And they're going to make him earn the 2 points. That foul's on Watson, his third, team fifth. 64-56. So he's at the line for the first time. The way he's been shooting those threes, I'd expect them to make these two. First one up is no good. Hit the ring. Getting ready to check in will be Lockridge for Watson. Second one up. That one is good. Rimmed around, wriggle, rattled, but went in. And here comes the Crusaders with their press. A.C. Ward dribbling. Now had it taken away, and we thought that's what would happen if he tried to dribble too much, and they score. 64-59. Now they get it down quickly. Now on the drive, the shot up is no good. Ward, though, with the rebound, puts it back up. Can't get it to go. Next one, Ward puts it up. Can't get that one to go. And the rebound to Racine Lutheran. Pratt Hansen with the basketball now. Comes all the way down, has it taken away. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. So we got a ball game here. 3:03 to go. So again, he'll go to line to shoot two. It's a 5-point lead for the Angels. Just could not put the Crusaders away tonight. First time at the line for Michael. He'll get two. First one up is good. And checking back in after a long stay is Vincent. ...64-60. Second one up is also good. Here comes the press. He'll give it back to Hamilton, and Hamilton will take it across. Taking it all the way down. Putting the shot up. That's no good. Stripped away. And here's the Crusaders with it. They can tie it with a three. Back out to Cozy. Now to Petrov. Now to Prodhansen. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound. Petrov's there. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. But he'll go to line to shoot two. So all of a sudden, all the momentum is with the Crusaders at the 2:33 mark. Two for Sam. Make it three for three. 64-62. That one's also good. 64-63, a one-point lead. Now they throw it over to Ozier. Ozier gets it to Ward. Now Ward back to Ozier. Now they put it into Hamilton's hands at the 220 mark. Lamont Hamilton coming inside. Now here's a three-pointer. That's good. A three-pointer by Ozier makes it 67-63, St. Catharines. But here comes the Crusaders on the drive. Back out to Prodhansen. His three-pointer is good. And a timeout called by the Crusaders at the 1:58 mark. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 67-66, Angels with a one-point lead. It's everything we thought it would be.
I can't really ask for much better here. One-point game, phenomenal play by both teams. Little extracurriculars that are starting to happen, but the referee's getting together here to talk about it.
Yep.
So they'll make sure that that type of stuff doesn't happen here down the stretch. But this is everything we could ask for, Dick.
All right, 67-66. Angels with a one-point lead. Possession arrow to the Crusaders. Angels to inbound. They get it in to Phillips. And then Lamont Hamilton throws it across court to Phillips. And they got to get it across. Taken away by Pradon. Then taken away. And Ward is right there to put it in. A.C. Ward, somehow the Angels got it back. And it's a three-point lead again for the Angels. 1:30 to go. Here comes Jones. Almost has it taken away now. Prodhansen in the corner to Petrov. Trying to guard against the threes. Now they give it to Prodhansen. Michael. And he gives it up to Jones. Jones driving inside. Has it taken away, and then they're going to call a foul on Ward. And that's four on AC with 1:09 to go. It's one for two for Justin. He'll get two. First one up is good. Second one up is good also. Shooter's touch, 69-68. They get it into Phillips. Phillips gets it across to Vincent Jr. Now they go inside to Ward. Ward trying to get it up. He gets it up, and then he's fouled. With 57 seconds to go. That foul's on Jones, his fourth. One for two for AC. First one up is good. Makes it 70-68. Second one up, also good. Make it 71-68. Austin brings it across quickly. Pulls up for the three. It's going to be short. Goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Angels. All right, we've been here before. When we were at the Lutheran Gymnasium, very similar circumstances. They get it into Lamont. Hamilton. Now he throws it down court to Vincent. Vincent coming inside, puts it up and scores. 5-point lead. Sam Petroff with the three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Angels with 30 seconds to go. They get it up to Vincent. Vincent now throws it inside. Shot up is good by Phillips. 75-68. Jones now gets it to Petroff. Petroff will shoot it. Can't get it to go, and the rebound comes down to the Angels, and they're going to win this ball game. Vincent Jr. with it. And that's the ball game, the final score. St. Cats 75, Racine Lutheran 68. This conference title is not over yet, as both teams now are tied for first place. We expect to get Coach Brian Polda up here. For an interview, and we have to name our player of the game. Let's run down the scoring for the Angels real quick.
Leading the way, Lamont Hamilton, 4-for-4 from the line. Behind him was AC Ward with 17 points. He had 7 field goals. Jaden Phillips securing the win there with that layup. He also had 4 three-pointers to go for 16 points, 2-for-3 from the line.
So our player of the game is Jaden Phillips of the St. Catharines Angels in that 75-68 win by them. Jaden Phillips.
Anton Ozier with 12 points. While we got it, we'll go down the Racine Lutheran scoring as well. Justin Jones leading the way for them, 18 points. He had 3 threes of his own. Sam Petroff for 16, going 4-for-4 from the line. And also 4 three-pointers. Isaiah Cozy with 12 points. Deion Brumby with 7. Michael Hassan with 5. Bryce Austin with 3. Michael Ordo with 2. That is our scoring tonight for both teams.
75-68. Angels come out victorious. And Coach Polda has joined us here as he's trying to make his way up from this jam-packed crowd. Make sure the volume is right. So joined by Brian Polda now, assistant coach for the St. Catharines Angels. Victorious St. Catharines Angels tonight that grab a share of the Metro Classic Conference for now. But we'll start with our player of the game, Jaden Phillips.
Heck of a game by Jaden. Yeah, heck of a game by Jaden. You know, Jaden's the kid who didn't see a lot of minutes early, kept working in practice, didn't get down on himself. didn't get down on us as coaches. I think that's the most important thing. But yeah, he kept battling, and you know, he's started the last half dozen games now for us, and yeah, he's every game he's improving, man. He's a sophomore, so.
Near the end, I couldn't tell Dylan Dooley this. It didn't come up. Register with the brain quick enough. They were gassed near the end, the Crusaders. I mean,
yeah.
Your defense.
Yeah, our defense again, second half. Gave up 42.
The wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're watching up here. You got to get somebody out. I mean.
You're right. I mean, we know they're shooters, so we don't get out on them with the hand up. You know, I mean. They,
they're good. Let's not take.
Oh, Lutheran is great. Great team. I mean, if we can duplicate a first half to a second half, we'll be in some business.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I know you'll be ranked. It didn't come out today. We didn't call it the rankings for this week. We'll have it up Friday at our next game. But I would think now that you'll even go up higher. You'll probably bump. And drop Racine Lutheran down in the rankings.
I'm more concerned about the end of the year winning that last game. I don't, you know, these rankings is nice and everything for the
for
the fans
and the media.
But, yeah, for the media, and it's nice for you guys. But us as coaches, we just look at one game at a time, one game at a time. Whoever's in front of us, and I think we have Westosha next, which is a heck of a team.
Yes, they are.
You know, so we better not have a drop off against them.
Yeah. And again, I'll say it again, and Dylan will echo me, I'm sure. We could give it to Lamont.
Oh, yeah. Jaden deserved it tonight, though. Jaden stepped up. Lamont had a lull where he didn't score a lot tonight. And Jaden stepped up. We need players like that to step up. He had some big shots. Ozier hit a big three towards the end of the game there. And he had two big threes. I mean, just a testament to Ozier. He's been working on his shot in practice. And, you know, last year he would never even shot that shot. So yeah, he's definitely other people got to step up other than Lamont.
Yes. Yes, they do. And what about what do you say to a kid like Lamont when he steals the ball? Uncontested layup he can make, and he goes up for that one-handed jam, and he missed it.
You know,
I mean, that ignited Racine Lutheran immediately.
Yeah, and I think we took a charge right after that. Jaden Phillips took a charge, and we went down, and Lamont hit a step-back jumper right after that. So, I think the old me would be screaming at him.
Yep.
But I think Lamont knows that, hey, we need the two. You know, we just got to get the two. You know, he made a mistake, but, you know, we got next play. Yep. Next play. I think the old me, though, Dick, you've been sitting.
Yep. You are correct. But, again, the Angels, they're winning, and I think Dylan smiled at me when I said this, but I got it off ESPN.
Uh-huh.
You're playing small ball, which means you don't have a big team.
No, we don't.
You're winning with small basketball.
Yeah, and, you know, we're scrappy. You know, the ball gets to the paint. We got everyone, all five guys are in there digging at that ball, which we need to do. You know, we always tell them when the bigs put the ball down, that's when you got to get it. You know, we're a small team. That's when we got to go for the steals.
And, boy, did you tonight.
Yes, we did. And AC, you know, he's undersized, but I tell you, he plays bigger than what he is. Just from his footwork and his body type, you know, he's a football player. You know, he battles all game long on that line in football. So he's battling in there every night.
And, again, let's credit my former DG Sports Player of the Game, Ward, again. Boy, he's got a sense when that ball is loose underneath your basket.
Yeah.
And he'll go against three players to try to score.
Absolutely.
That easy bunny.
Absolutely. You know, he uses his body really, really well. He uses his body and his footwork I haven't seen footwork like that in a long time. You know, I mean, he uses his shot fakes well. And he's a very smart, smart player. If you guys watch him, I mean, he'll make the right pass when he's not open. When guys are diving to the basket, he knows when they're open, he'll make the right pass.
So now the Westosha game is when? Is that a Friday night?
Saturday. Okay. Saturday at 4.
Oh, yeah, at 4 o'clock. So you got some time to work on some things between now and then.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, they got 6'8 kids. So, and then Griffin is tough point guard.
We've had him.
Yes.
We've had him. I mean, they lost the game to to Case, but yeah. Griffin had a heck of a game.
And then they just beat Waterford, which is a great team that last night
they held them
42 points.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
they're not dead then. Everybody had Waterford winning the Southern Lakes. It's not over yet.
It's not over
just
yet.
Like this one.
Yeah.
It would have been a big win for the Crusaders if they could have got it. They would have had a 2-game lead.
Yeah, well, we needed this. We needed this bad, not only for this, but for the seedings in the sectional.
Yep.
But, you know, we can't have any setbacks now. You know, I hope our kids are smart enough to realize that, you know, that game's over. You know, we can celebrate tonight, but, hey, we got to get focused on Wastosha now. We can't have any setbacks in conference. You know, we just went through Dominican and Racine Lutheran now. We gotta keep progressing and keep playing well.
And I got to say, free throw shooting was okay tonight.
Yeah, AC
two was,
two big ones at the end, you know.
Yep.
I mean, we're shooting free throws a lot more. I know Coach Letch would be happy if he's listening.
Hopefully, he may have been listening tonight. Yeah. We told him about the game.
Yeah, if Coach Letch is listening, we're shooting free throws, Coach.
I think a testament to you guys here tonight as well, kind of something that's been said about you guys since day one this year was you're going to live and die by Lamont.
Yeah.
And tonight he got into foul trouble early and kind of went into the shadows, you could say, for almost 6-7 minutes where you're like, wow, Lamont was on the floor, but we didn't notice it. And a testament to your team to be able to step up tonight. AC Ward, again, having a phenomenal game. Jaden Phillips hitting those 4 threes tonight was huge for them. And he shot with composure. He was able to hit it with a defender in his face or wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a really good team win, and hopefully you guys can build on this going forward as we get into that rough part of the season where the practices get long, the nights get longer.
Absolutely.
As you head into the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah, me and Coach Lou were just talking about it. You know,
Sweet Lou?
Yes, me and Coach Lou. Sweet Lou. We're just talking about, you know, this is the longest season is basketball season, you know.
Yep.
Kids hit the wall. I mean, hopefully we hit our wall early coming out of football.
Yep.
Hopefully they hit their wall early and we're continuing to progress.
Well, Dylan, being a former football official, he talked about that night at Racine Lutheran when we were traveling home. I said, I'm kind of shocked. And he said St. Catharines, they're – you know, they still got football legs.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it was less than a week and a half from that state title.
Yeah.
And you were playing Racine Lutheran.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough for the kids. But you know what? They're getting better. That's the most important thing. Hopefully we didn't hit our peak yet. And I don't think we have. But there's a lot of stuff we can work on. You know, early in the season, too, we had to count on Lamont to do a lot for us because the kids weren't ready yet.
Yep.
You know, coming out the season. So he had to do a lot. But we had to talk with Lamont and say, hey, you're going to need your teammates, you know, if we're going to do well this year.
Yep.
You know, you getting 40 and 42 is nice, but if it's in the offense, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see other guys stepping up and getting double figures now, which is great.
So for our listeners, Eddie Vincent Jr., is he okay? Because
he
took a shot, and I mean, he went down, and then he scored a basket after
then
that.
Then he had to come out.
But then you guys took him out, and you could, you know, he was holding in his abdomen, so he's okay then, huh?
Yeah, he's okay. Eddie, I mean, EJ, he's, you know, talking about a kid who put in work, you know, coming out of football with that high ankle sprain.
Yes.
Took him a long time. You know, he put some weight on to bulk up for football. We're trying to shed it off now. You know, he's a shell of himself from what he was last year.
We could tell.
Yeah.
We could tell he put on weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, I mean, he was zigzagging through everyone, you know, but, you know, he's got to learn. He can use his body now to do more things.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
So.
Well, Coach School, enjoy this one because we're going to want to head out here shortly.
Right.
We'll wrap it up. But, hey, like I told Dylan and our listeners, it's a new ball game now in the Metro Classic Conference.
Absolutely.
It's up for grabs.
Up
and
for grabs,
you can't take anybody behind you because we'll have your next conference game. I believe it's against Martin Luther.
Okay, they're tough, too.
Yeah, I mean, next Tuesday.
Paul's going to have his guys ready for us. So.
Oh, it's always tough. It's always tough for the Angels to go up there and win.
Tough place to play.
Yep.
So. All right. Dave.
Well,
thank you for coming.
Okay, enjoy this one. Again, the Angels victorious tonight, and they grab a share of first place in the Metro Classic Conference. Okay, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the McGuire Gym Letch floor. My thanks to Dan Miller, AD at St. Cat's, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be January 31st from the Burlington Fieldhouse, where the Burlington Demons will host the Union Grove Broncos. Pre-game will be at 6:40 that night, with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for the Crusaders will be a home game on January 30th when they will host the Shoreland Lutheran Pacers. Tip-off of that contest will be at 7 p.m. Next up for the Angels will be that non-conference game on February 1st when they will travel to Westosha to take on the Westosha Central Falcons in a 4 p.m. tip-off. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Rassefa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on January 31st for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com. DG Sports covering all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was St. Catharines 75, Racine Lutheran 68. The Crusaders fall to 15-2 overall, 7-1 in conference. St. Catharines improves to 12-3 overall, 6-1 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone. Good night.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 in Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
No tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that down on my knees for you.
Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The White House expects up to 10% of federal employees to quit in a buyout program with 8 months' pay meant to end work-from-home practices. CBS's Matt Piper.
The memo says federal employees have the ability to decide now that they will resign in September and that they have to make a choice by next Thursday. The administration says only about 6% of federal employees work full-time in office, but they'll be required to return to their physical offices 5 days a week. In response, the American Federation of Government Employees Union says it should not be viewed as voluntary buyouts, but pressuring workers not considered loyal to the new administration to vacate their jobs.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the president has no authority to make that offer, and Kaine says President Trump will stiff if federal employees who resign like he has stiffed contractors. The White House defends the now-paused Trump administration's decision to freeze all loan and grants disbursed by the federal government, a move which has caused confusion about the fate of trillions of dollars in funding. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The reason for this is to ensure that every penny that is going out the door is not conflicting with the executive orders and actions that this president has taken.
The judge's stay lasts until Monday afternoon. There were at least three Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids in New York City today. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that 1 million people could be removed by the end of the year. CBS's Major Garrett reports that may be a very ambitious goal.
In the last 20 years, this country has never